قبلها انه يعقوب فيها مع الثروات هذا من خمسه فرنسا يعني بعض من الحسن تنسى علام اوكشانيم قد مونيور.
In the past two parshas, Bereishis and Noach, we have a mention of day Yom V'Layla, the creation, or Yom L'Choshech Kara Layla. In this week's parsha, Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu, we have a concept of day and night. And we know the mitzvahs of the Torah, usually most of the mitzvahs of the Torah are usually in the daytime. That's why the Vilna Gaon explains the Manishtana. Manishtana Halayla Hazeh, the night of Pesach, they're all at night. Matzahs, dafka at night, etc. But most of the mitzvahs are in the daytime, like shofar and lulav and bris milah. So when does the day begin? So if you look in the charts here, they have the alos hashachar. So it says there in the chart that alos hashachar was today 5:27 today. So that's when day really begins, and you could do all the mitzvahs from then on. But the Mishnah says in Megillah that you shouldn't do it so early. You should wait till Zricha, till Netzachama, till sunrise. Because if you do it at 5:27, you might do it 5:20. You might do it too early. And then you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. So L'chadchila, we wait till when? Till, well, today was 7:04. And therefore, if today would be Rosh Hashanah, we wouldn't blow the shofar until Zricha. We wouldn't take a lulav today, etc. But when it comes to tefillin, talis and tefillin, it says there on the chart that it's 6:18. So why don't we wait till 7:04? So the Rishonim explained, because those mitzvahs like talis and tefillin, it doesn't say explicitly it's by yom. It says risem or so. You have to see it, so we infer that it's a day. But since it doesn't say yom in the Torah, so therefore, as long as the Mishayakir, it's earlier. So L'chadchila, we put on Talis Tefillin even before the Zricha, before the sunrise. The only question is, what about davening? So davening, some poskim hold, you should wait till 7:04. Even if you're not davening Vasikin, but you shouldn't daven before 7:04. But the Pri Chodesh says, which is Netzach Amah, the Pri Chodesh says, no, in the Beis HaMikdash, why are we davening Shachris? Because they brought the Tomit Shal Shachar. That every morning of the Beis HaMikdash was brought when? Before Netzach Amah. Because they had to bring it early in order to be able to bring all the karbanos after it. So they brought it every day. It was brought earlier. So therefore the Pri Chodesh says, when it comes to davening, you can daven what? Before Netzach Amah. L'chadchila. You can daven because it's not included in this halacha, because that's what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. So some people in these months, they're going to daven 6:30, it's going to be before the Netzach Amah, so it's okay. But when it comes to Hanukkah, and it comes to what? To Sukkot, then we have other mitzvahs. We have Hallel, and that's supposed to be L'chadchila after Netzach. So Hanukkah and Sukkot, we have the Lulav, then even according to the Pri Chodesh, you should be davening a little later to fulfill these mitzvahs L'chadchila after Netzach Amah. I just want to point out, today is the last day that our good friend Ethan Gibson, who's been here in the Minyan for over 2 years, he's making Aliyah, he's going to medical school in Eretz Yisrael, so we're going to miss him a lot, and we wish him all the brachas and all the well, and he should bring a shefa bracha for everybody. Amen.